Hello, everyone, and welcome to AstroConsciousness.com. This week, we have something to talk about, mostly about endings. And this is the week of July 2nd to July 8th. We begin the week still heavily influenced by the full moon in Capricorn, which occurred last week on June 28th. Now, this full moon in Capricorn marked the ending of a six-month lunar cycle that began back in January of 2018, which means that whatever intention, whatever plan, whatever was set in motion then doesn't necessarily come to an end per se. It might for some, but doesn't necessarily come to an end. But it really gives us like a checkpoint in which we can pause, particularly because we have so many other planets in retrograde right now, which I'll go into in a little bit. But it gives us a checkpoint in which we pause and we look at what we've done towards that intention in the last 6 months. If you go back to my new moon in Capricorn article that I wrote at that time, I mentioned that one of the biggest players in that intention setting for that new moon would be Saturn and Capricorn. Obviously, Saturn rules Capricorn, and when they're both together, they are the epitome of hard work. They are the epitome of what are you going to do in order to attain that which you wish to attain. Now, in traditional astrology and a lot of popular astrology, we tend to portray Capricorn just as a matter of fact, filling the status quo and work, 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 and nothing else matters. Now, that isn't necessarily true. Throughout other articles, I have also written how Capricorn is very much a spiritual sign because it focuses on the fact that you have to take responsibility for yourself as a whole, for your life in its entirety, because you have created that. And in taking that responsibility, you are being a spiritual being because you are standing in the present moment of your life. So what does this have to do with this full moon that just passed? It's exactly that. You take a pause, you stop for a second, and you ask yourself, what have I created? Now, this isn't just to tally up what you have created, and if you haven't created quote-unquote enough, then you haven't done enough. That's not what this question is about. This question of what have I created, whether it is a list of 10 things that you wanted to do with your intention by the time that this full moon came around, or just one or two things that you were able to do to overcome, to surpass the fear of accomplishing a couple of things by the time that this full moon came around. Those are the things that you have to take into consideration. It isn't a matter of quantity, it's a matter of quality, particularly with the sign of Capricorn. So it isn't a matter of saying, I did 20 million things from January to June and I feel really great. It isn't a matter of that. And if you did, well, then that's great. But sometimes when we have changes and when we take upon new endeavors, new projects, new relationships, turning points in our lives, sometimes all we can do is change one thing at a time, which is also something that is very Capricornian in nature. Capricorn is the sign of mastering something. Therefore, it's not concerned with speediness. It's concerned with being thorough and not skipping a beat, not cutting any corners. Because at the end of the day, the Capricorn energy understands that they want something to last, something with longevity, something that will withstand the test of time and will leave a legacy. Now, this full moon happened like I mentioned earlier, with planets in retrograde, including Saturn in Capricorn, we also have Jupiter in Scorpio retrograde. Now Mars is in retrograde. And what all of that does, on top of the full moon that we had last week, is make us slow down and take inventory of our life. Not just our physical life, not just our home, not just our job, not just our relationships, but internally, emotionally, psychologically, even physically, because our bodies tell us so much about what's going on inside of us. And sometimes we just completely disregard our bodies because we don't understand the connection between mind, body, and soul. So when we have so much energy coming at a halt, we have this window of time from last week, January 28th, till July 12th, which will be the new moon in Cancer, which begins another new moon cycle. We have these next few weeks before then to really take inventory of what is going on inside of us. What did that intention back in January of 2018, which was a really important time because it was the beginning of the year, you know, and as humans, we function a lot in linear time versus in astrological cyclical time. But it's a big deal. It's a big deal. It was the beginning of the year. We set goals, we set intentions, and hopefully we went beyond just setting the intention to, you know, lose a couple of pounds or, you know, find new eating habits. While all of those things are valid, because they can, in fact, enhance your well-being if you're doing it in a healthy manner, hopefully we went beyond and we started setting intentions for our internal and emotional well-being. Hopefully you set the intention to perhaps talk to a coach, to perhaps educate yourself on, you know, certain tendencies you may have on a relationship or why we self-sabotage when it comes to a project. And if we did set an intention to start a project, have we been consistent? And if we haven't been consistent, what is it about our fears perhaps that keep us from being consistent? What is the lack of commitment? Where does that come from? Where does the lack of self-confidence come from? And when we ask these questions and we're just very honest, not just about asking them, but about answering them, we are taking full responsibility for our life and for the direction that it's heading in. And when we ask ourselves these questions, we don't have to answer with judgment in mind. When we ask ourselves, for instance, why am I not being as consistent as I would like to be? It isn't a matter of saying, oh God, because that's what I always do. Because I'm just not smart enough. Because I'm just not talented enough. I'm not creative enough. I'm not pretty enough. I don't sound this way. Blah, 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 blah. It isn't a matter of just coming at ourselves with that. Now, let's just say that that is a question that you ask yourself. You set an intention back in January. You said, I am going to launch a project. 6 months goes by. How consistent have I been? And if I have lost that consistency, why? And sure, those immediate initial judgmental reactionary answers may come. Well, it's because I'm this, and it's because I'm that, and it's because I do this. When those come up, here's what I suggest that you do. I suggest that you write each one of them down, and that once you've answered the question with everything reactionary that comes up, that you look at each one of those reactionary answers with impartial observing. Now, what does that mean? Impartial observing is when you look at something at a particular issue, at a particular person, at a particular event for what it is. Not for better, not for worse. You simply look at it. You observe it. And you begin to question what happens when you impartially observe anything. So at this moment, you're going to be impartially observing each one of the things that you listed as to perhaps why something isn't going the way you want it to go. You first of all put yourself in complete present moment, because you're not thinking about the past, you're not thinking about the future, you're thinking about what it is that you're looking at in that moment. And when you pause to look at something in that moment, you all of a sudden free yourself and you open up new neurological paths in your mind that begin to probably bring up more questions and hopefully different points of views. And that's a really beautiful thing when you allow yourself to do it. Okay? So this particular exercise is for those of you who are perhaps looking back and looking back to the beginning of this year and now checking in right now before this new moon in Cancer and thinking, okay, what can I do better? Or if you've stuck to your plan and it's been really great, all right, so how can I improve? Or is there a different way of doing this? Is there a different way to approach how I show my project? Or is there a different way that my partner and I, you know, can interact together? Something to spice up the relationship. This full moon, more than anything, serves as a checkpoint. And thankfully, we have so many planets in retrograde that slow down the energy, not just outside, not just in our outer world. You'll notice that people kind of start becoming a little bit more tired. Mercury's going to go retrograde soon, so a lot of other things are going to come up for review. But inside, we have the opportunity to start questioning, to check in with ourselves. And I would strongly, strongly suggest that. It is a very, very beautiful time to practice more meditation than not. Perhaps if you have angel cards or oracle cards, or you practice the tarot, that you go to those, you take a moment of meditation to go to those cards, and just if you don't have a specific question to ask, that you ask something like, what am I supposed to learn today? Or what am I supposed to learn from the way that I feel right now? Or what am I supposed to learn about the outcome of my project, of my relationship, of how I feel about myself? I strongly, strongly suggest that you take that route before this new moon in Cancer that's going to come on July 12th. Because this is the time where we are delving in. It was a full moon. It was a very, very emotional event that is still with us this week and next week. I'm going to continue talking about this as the days go on. We'll follow the progress of the moon. We'll follow the progress of the other planets. But this is a time of introspection. And contrary to what a lot of people and astrologers might say about Capricorn, like I said, Capricorn, it's not just about materialism, and it's not just about the physical legacy that we leave behind. It is very much about, yes, taking responsibility, but taking true and authentic responsibility means that we understand what authenticity means to us, to the individual, to the I, to the me. And the only way that we can find genuine authenticity, our genuine authenticity, is to sit down and have moments of reflections And we are so incredibly lucky that the planets and the cosmos gift us with times of retrograde and full moons all together so that we can take advantage of the energy available. Follow me on Instagram and Facebook. Ask me any questions that you might have. Share your experiences. I would really love to hear them. And if you want to interact with one another on social media, that would really be beautiful too, so that we can all do this together. I will be coming in and out of my social media to talk about anything that is going on throughout the week. I hope you have a great week, and I will see you next week.